What's that you ask?
Am I wearing a hee-haw shirt? Why, yes, I am. This is probably one of my most favorite shirts. I love this thing. Anyway, today's word for the day is batophobia, B-A-T-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. If you look in that spelling below, you probably think that this means that people are allergic to bats. And I'm sure we will come across that eventually, but that is not what this one means. This one actually means you'd be afraid of heights or high buildings. So I am not afraid of heights. I am terrified of tall buildings or anything that I can feel sway when I'm at the top. I'm terrified of slow moving heights. And that comes about from nearly falling out of a roller coaster as a kid. This one's interesting. Batrachophobia. 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 This is somebody who is afraid of amphibians, especially frogs and toads. I've known a few little girls that have had that. I had it a little bit. I would get very, very close to them so people wouldn't know that I was afraid of them, but I would never touch one. Ugh. Bedelophobia. This is somebody who's terrified of leeches. Yes, you can have this be an actual phobia. They are more than gross. They do suck your blood. And this was something that was for a very long time used as a medical practice. But people who are terrified of leeches have bedelophobia. B-D-E-L-L-A-P-H-O-B-I-A. Bellophobia. This refers to somebody who's afraid of war. This is another one of those that can come about from a trauma reaction. For example, somebody who has already been in a war or has survived a war zone may develop this. It's also a sign of PTSD from having experienced that. But bellophobia, B-E-L-L-O-P-H-O-B-I-A, is the fear of war. Belloniphobia. 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 Belloniphobia refers to somebody who's afraid of sharp objects. Might be afraid of an ice pick or a knife or scissors or even something as innocuous as fingernail clippers. It has a sharp edge on it. It can be seen as a sharp object. Even something as innocuous as a nail file. So since I have these things just randomly sitting here and over next to me, it's obvious I do not have belonophobia. Bibliophobia. This is exactly what it sounds like. And I'm glad I don't have this one because I have written 13 books of my own. But bibliophobia, B-I-B-L-I-O. B-I-B-L-I-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. This refers to somebody who is afraid of books. And I have a huge collection of books. If you can read the title of this one, if you want to read ahead and find out what all those phobias are without having to wait for me to get around to them, this is a great way to do it. There's literally thousands in here. But I've written so many books on my own that if I'd had bibliophobia, I wouldn't be able to do what it is that I'm doing now. I wouldn't be able to interview people for my podcast. I wouldn't be able to write historical fiction books like this one that seems to be selling really well. This one came out in June of last year. It's a lot of fun. It's about my grandmother's life as a wing walker, the 1930s and 40s. It is based on her actual love story of the man that she fell in love with, who was not my grandfather. Blenophobia. B-L-E-N-N-O-P-H-O-B-I-A. Blenophobia refers to somebody who has a terrifying fear of slime. That's all I'm going to say about that one. Bolshevovia. Let's try that one in. Bolshevobia. This is not somebody who's afraid of your bolt. This is somebody who is afraid of Bolshevism or communism. Bolshevism. Pay attention to that spelling. Botanophobia. You can probably figure out what this one means if you look at the spelling below. Botanophobia. Botanophobia. This is somebody who is afraid of plants or flowers. So, botanics, botanical gardens, botanophobia. Bromidrosophobia. Bromidrosophobia. This is somebody who's terrified of body odors. And this is a very real thing. I had to experience this one day while on a flight back when I was a flight attendant. I did that for 2 years, 3 months, 28 days, not that I was counting. I had somebody on my flight who had an extremely pungent and overpowering body odor. And there was somebody on board who had an absolute meltdown because they had this, let's see, bromidrosophobia. They had this. They really struggled. It got to the point where this person knew that they would not be able to handle being on a 3.5 hour flight with the person with the overwhelming body odor. And they asked to be removed from the flight so that they could take a later flight. This is a real issue. It's not just because they were being picky or they didn't want to have to smell somebody else. Yes, that's not pleasant, but this is actually a real phobia, also. That's important to recognize. Brontophobia. So, brontophobia, Brontophobia. This is something that a lot of kids have. This is the fear of thunder. This is one of those fears that a lot of people grow out of, but this is one of those fears that I had when I was a kid, too. Bulgarophobia. This is another one that is exactly what it sounds like. Bulgarophobia. Bulgarophobia. This refers to somebody who has a fear of Bulgaria or Bulgarian politics and culture. We don't know enough about Bulgarian politics and culture to be afraid of them. Is there something maybe I don't know?